You are listening to Background Noise.
Welcome to Background Noise. In this installment, we'll be hearing from musicians on the fringes of popular music, and in some cases, the fringes of sanity. Let's kick off the show with a threebie of outsider superstars, starting with the recently deceased Syd Barrett, who led the early Pink Floyd to stardom before tragically burning out. From his 1968 album, The Madcap Laugh, here's No Good Trying.
It's no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend, and you're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion.
Can short hair, want long hair. And the girls with long hair want short hair. Oh, the boys with cars want motorcycles. And the boys with motorcycles want cars. You can never please anybody in this world. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. There will always be one who wants it the opposite way. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter who you see. There will always be someone who disagrees. We do our best. We try to please. But we're like the rest. We're never at ease. Oh, the rich people want what the poor people's got. And the poor people want what the rich people's got. And the skinny people want what the fat people's got. And the fat people want what the skinny people's got. You can never please anybody in this world.
He was smiling through his own personal hell. Dropped his left dime down a wishing well. But he was hoping too close, and then he fell. Now he's Casper, the friendly ghost. He was always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum. But goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper, the friendly ghost. No one ever treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect, like the librarian said. But everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say we'll never forget what he learned as we were mean to him. But he never burned us in. Love lives forever, thanks to you, the friendly ghost. And so the legend grew, and all the people that he knew go and spread the news of Casper, the friendly ghost.
That was Daniel Johnston, star of a fascinating recent documentary and a live performance of Casper the Friendly Ghost. Before that was Philosophy of the World by the Shags, a group of homeschooled teenage sisters whose father forced them to start a band in the late 1960s. And we started the set with Syd Barrett. Next up is a royal sampler of artists from the edge, starting with the acclaimed visual artist and novelist Stephen Tunney. A founding member of King Missile, Tunney is better known to music nerds by the name Dog Bowl. From his first album, here's Dog Bowl with On the Monkey Bars.
Springs giggle. like the bird sing, Mr. Pigeon. I said good morning, Mr. Sparrow. I said good morning, the crack of dawn. You're on the monkey bars, the crack of dawn. You're on the monkey bars. I wake up and I look out the window. Birds are crowded on the monkey bars. Across the field, they laugh at me, just like the bed springs from that room. So awkward, such tension. She makes sure she brushes her teeth. She met him early last evening, but I met the birds early in the morning.
Deathbed and a daydream did ride. While past the streams of fire on a pedal path did glide. He left his wheelchair spinning deeper in the mud. And it sent his memories in its body and its blood. Angel came to greet him, by his side she flew, whispered as a part of him what he already knew. His head was spinning freely, and it was plain to see his burden was himself. He bore the sight his eyes could be. It died quite easily, right there was gone for good. But he couldn't see his loved one like he thought he should. He thought if they were gone, said he, and this cannot be true. The search to find what wasn't there has brought him back to you.
Valley love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish end. the spirit heart. There I watched her, she spun around and round in the warmth, her body fanned the flame of the dance.
My children were raised, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow and long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and often wise. At 65, I'm very much alive. I still got the jive to survive with the heroes and villains.
That was Heroes and Villains from the Beach Boys' Smile album, which Brian Wilson just finished last year after fans waited 40 years for it. Before that was Skip Spence, formerly of the Moby Grape. His one solo album, recorded while in a schizophrenic state augmented by LSD, became a cult touchstone, but Spence died homeless in 1999. And before that was Dog Bowl, whose visual art you could check out at dogbowl.com. Our next 3B features artists from that whole other country we call Texas. Dallas's favorite one-man band, Homer Henderson, will get us started with this live rendition of Lee Harvey Was a Friend of Mine.
Oh, here's a story about a great, great man. Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. There's only just one sun. Someone faked that photo and snuck away and hid. They say he shot the president. I don't think he did. I seen it all on TV. Lee Harvey got gunned down. Murdered by Jack Ruby, the biggest sleaze in town. He stuck that gun into his ribs and said, "Here's looking at you, kid." Ruby killed Lee Harvey. TV proved he did. And Lee Harvey was a friend of mine. A very good friend. Yeah. president, I don't think he did. Thank you.
Face before, I've known you all my life, and though it's new, your image cuts me like a knife. And I'm home, and I'm home, and I'm is splashing into mine. They're so familiar in a way I can't define. And I'm home, and I'm home, and I'm home to stay. This is our first meeting. We needn't bother speaking. All we might say is
Rocky Erickson singing with Clementine Hall there, doing his own Splash One. Rocky was lead singer of the 60s garage group The 13th Floor Elevators. When he was arrested for marijuana possession in 1969, he pled insanity, so the judge sent him to a mental hospital, where he was subjected to electroshock and Thorazine treatments. He was never the same. Before Rocky was the mysterious Jandek, who has released almost 50 baffling, spooky albums from a post office box in Houston. And the set started with Homer Henderson. When we come back, we'll have a lot more music from the periphery. Welcome back to Background Noise, where this week we're exploring the world of strange, naive, and oddball musical artists. We'll start with a 1977 recording of a rural Canadian elementary school music class, performing another Brian Wilson composition, In My Room.
Don't you be afraid, 'cause I'm gonna cut your head off. about a half bit each. Just like I said, I'm going to cut your head off. You can eat no more hot dogs.
Edie, Elena, and Millie, the Del Rubio triplets, playing and singing their incomparable arrangement of Devo's Whip It. Sadly, only Millie survives today. Before that came the late, great Hassel Adkins, king of weirdo rockabilly, doing No More Hot Dogs, and the set started with a cut from the Langley School's Music Project album, Innocence and Despair. Up next, a group of anonymous deconstructionists, who for 35 years have been known to the public only as The Residents. Here they cover Hank Williams Sr.'s classic Kalijah as only they could.
So far away, but old girl. just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree.
Without a space, Ways Incorporated. You find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up. Without a space, Ways Incorporated. You find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up. Without a space, Ways Incorporated. If you find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up without a space, Ways Incorporated. Come on, sign up without a space, Ways Incorporated.
She can dance. sexy guy. A sexy guy. A sexy guy.
I wanna be this body.
Japanese power pop trio Shonen Knife there with their signature tune, Twist Barbie. Before that was Outer Spaceways Incorporated by the jazz world's greatest ever freakazoid, Sun Ra. That song is from his 1974 movie, Space is the Place, which is highly recommended. And we began with the eyeball-headed, tuxedoed mystery band, The Residents. We'll close out the show now with one last threebie, starting with Jad Fair and Half Japanese. This is 1 Million Kisses.
Time in jail. This is about this guy who slashed me
in the face and back as I exited the Four Cottage Grove bus. This is the dawn of a new era. So let me rap and sing about this song as I exit the Cottage Grove bus. Once upon a time on the Four Cottage Grove bus, I felt like I was on the floor. I was talking to myself. Suddenly, a man in his 30s thought I was talking to him. Suddenly, he started yelling at me, talking vulgar. He's doing carriages. He's doing carriages. He's doing carriages. He's doing time in jail. 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 As he yelled at me vulgarly, I tried to tell him to shut his face, but he refused to do so. When I was about to get up and get off the bus, that same guy whipped out a box cut on me. He followed me to the exit door, chasing after me as I got off the bus. That was at 4358 South Cottage Grove Avenue. He then slashed me in the face and then in the back. He's doing time in jail. 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 When the ambulance came at the scene, I was rushed to the hospital. The police was there. The same guy who slashed me in the face and back was arrested and taken to jail. He's doing time in 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 jail. Amen. He's doing time in jail. Amen. He's doing time in jail. Amen.
That's Wesley Willis with a true story from his own schizophrenic and too short life. That was Doing Time in Jail with his band, the Wesley Willis Fiasco. Before that was Herbert Cary, better known as Tiny Tim, doing his 1968 hit Tiptoe Through the Tulips. And we started off with Half Japanese featuring the always charming Jad Fair. That's all the time we have in this episode of Background Noise. We hope you'll tune in next time.